This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Neil.
And I'm Feifei.
You know what, Feifei? I just love living here in London. I mean, the culture, the parks, the restaurants, it's got everything.
Yeah, it's not bad. Though, to be fair, it's not the cheapest place to live.
You're right. Though most world capital cities are quite pricey to live in, to be fair.
Actually, to be fair, I think there are a lot of reasons to move out of the big city. You know, more space, better air, fewer people and nature.
Feifei, I think we've given good arguments on both sides, to be fair. And I hope we've demonstrated today's phrase, which is, to be fair.
It's a phrase you will hear a lot, especially in British English. It's used when you want to explain more than one side of an issue.
Let's listen to these examples.
We played well in the first half, but to be fair, we were awful in the second half.
Now, Luke, we know that wasn't your best exam result, but to be fair, you had very little time to prepare.
So, it's a phrase that we use to give balance in a discussion, and it comes just before or after making a point or giving an opinion.
But these days, especially in spoken English, people sometimes just use it when giving an opinion, whether or not it's really about fairness.
Yes, for example, to be fair, the Beatles were the best band of all time.
I think Italian food is the finest there is, to be fair.
So be careful when listening out for this phrase. Sometimes it's just a filler phrase, something people say a lot with no real meaning. It might not always mean what you expect it to.
To be fair, that's why we make these programmes, to help people understand real English.
And they are some of the best English learning materials available, to be fair.
Though, to be fair, other programmes are available.
Bye for now.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.